The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
Okay, you're very welcome back to our live broadcast here from the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny. We've got so much coming up over the next couple of hours. We are going to be crossing over to the community hospital in Remelton. We're going to be joining Tommy and Sinead as they continue their tour of nursing homes and community hospitals. Later on, we've got the Mulroy College Choir students, and we've got students and teachers in to perform live. They're going to do a couple of songs for us, so stay tuned for that. And also, we have the Three Marys. Haven't spoken to them since, I think, the last Mary from Dunloe, so looking forward to having them. And also, just to invite you, by the way, you'll be able to see all of our guests on the programme. So if you want to watch, if you're able to do so, I know lots of you are in the car or at work, but if you are at home, you can watch us on YouTube, Highland Radio Ireland, or you can watch us across our Facebook pages. We also have some representatives of some very important groups joining us. Rosa Glacken, Cathy O'Connor and Dr. Marie Hainsworth and Eunan Devaney, they'll all be joining us. And Arne is going to be in to do a couple of songs as well. So there's so much for you to enjoy. Stay right with us, but it is also bingo jackpot day. So we'll take those numbers and rejoin us back here at the Mount Errigal Hotel in just a couple of moments.
The 9 till noon show is brought to you by Letterkenny Credit Union. Digital loans now available. Apply online or via our app today and get your loan transferred directly to your current account.
Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show, broadcasting live here from the beautiful Mount Errigal Hotel. And thanks to Connor and the team for looking after us so well. So whilst we're waiting for our musical guests to arrive, we thought we'd come into the bar and say hello to a few people in here in this beautiful setting here who are enjoying their breakfast. And my first victim, is Gary, Gary Wilson. Gary, how are you getting on?
Good, great, yeah, good.
Right, so what are you doing in Letterkenny today?
I'm trying to kill two birds with one stone. I'm trying to get a assignment finished and taking the wife out for a bit of shopping just so.
Right, okay. And is this your wife? Well, that's okay. Let me just say a quick hello to Kira, because this is quite an interesting situation we find ourselves, Kira, because is it hard to get out shopping at the best of times?
Oh, very hard.
So what would your feeling be about him doing an assignment at the same time? Do you think that's maybe not showing you the love and attention you deserve?
Maybe.
And is he making you pick your own Christmas present?
No, hopefully he has it all sorted.
Okay, yeah. And what do you want him to get you?
I don't need anything, just a surprise is all right.
Just, what age? You're 9. Okay, what do you want for Christmas, Gary? You got to give us a bit more details.
Me? Get this assignment finished.
I think that's down to you. Who's finishing assignments in the run-up for Christmas anyway?
Yeah, no, it's a bit hectic now, but it's all good fun.
And you've had breakfast, what was it like?
It's lovely. The food's always great in here. Just last year we got married in here. Couldn't speak highly enough with Mount Errigal. It's absolutely top class. The family, and even just the family setting alone, like the family environment that they create, is top class.
Brilliant stuff, Gary. Thank you so much for chatting to us. There are other people here. It's always busy, of course, here at the Mount Errigal Hotel. And Helena has been good enough to say she'll speak to us. Helena Witherow from Convoy, and there's a whole lot of you here. What's what are you doing today other than having this delicious breakfast?
Well, I was lucky enough to win a competition today, and the only reason I entered it was because I'm off on a Thursday. So this is my dad Ambrose, my mum Sheila, sister Catherine, her boyfriend Finn, and mum forgot her hearing aids, so the two of them came in with them.
So they come in with the hearing aids?
They came in with the hearing aids, nabbed a free breakfast. Typical young adults.
Hey, come here. If you see an opportunity, you just have to go for it. And your dad's Ambrose, is that correct? How's breakfast so far for you?
Good enough. Good breakfast.
Would you be tough to please by any chance, Ambrose, no?
Are you tough to please?
Oh, no.
You're not fussy?
No, but on a day like today, yes.
And how long have you and your wife been together?
As long as you've married.
Do you know what? I should know, as a fella who gets asked that question and can't answer it, what am I doing? I'll ask Mum here. Sheila, can I come on this side? How long have you been married?
53 years.
And does it feel like 53, or does it feel a bit longer, or what's the story?
It just feels a lifetime.
Lovely. Well, hey, what a beautiful lifetime. Come here, you're here with your lovely family. How's breakfast going?
Oh, absolutely beautiful. Okay. Yeah, and everything was perfect and lovely warm plates. And
it's the little things. And the next big day is obviously Christmas Day. Who does the cooking in your family?
Well, they all do a bit, but I would do the main.
Yeah, do you warm your plates? That's the big question.
Yeah. She's asking you, do you warm your plates?
And he's like, oh, yeah. Of course, and that's a very important thing.
And is this
something I noted here was the warm plates and the warm food, like, you know.
And it's lovely to have your family with you. Is this all of them here?
No. Sorry?
Is this all of your family here today?
No. Oh, no. We had six family all together, so okay. We'd fill a few tables if we were all here, like, you know.
Right, okay.
That. But I do a Sunday breakfast every Sunday, like this, a full Irish breakfast.
Do you accept visitors? Can I come for the Sunday breakfast?
Of course. Okay. You're welcome anytime.
Sunday roast, but none of us got up early enough, or we were up too late, and then it was just a case of, you know what, it's easier to do breakfast. Put it. She even has a Ben Marie, whatever you call them.
Ben Marie,
that's the word. Thank you. She's one of those, and everybody just comes in and helps themselves on a Sunday.
We were talking a little earlier on to some young people, and they were talking about emigrating and going and seeing the world. Are all your family at home, or are any of them away, or what's the story?
No, we have a daughter in New Zealand, Wellington in New Zealand. She was here last Christmas, but she hopes to come in February, but she's not able to make it.
And that's sad. What? Who's this?
Oh, Jesus!
What's going on here? Okay. I'll tell you exactly what's going on. You say hello there. I'll step out of the way. I'll tell you exactly what's going on. We have home for Christmas here, and we are surprising Mum Sheila and Dad Ambrose because she didn't realize she was going to see her wonderful daughter, Patricia, who's from Convoy but living in New Zealand for about 14 years. Kevin's here. The two children are here. The tears are flowing. And we're going to chat to them more in a little bit. But I want to just give them a little bit of space to enjoy this moment. And I'm going to have a quick chat with Sean from our sales team. And you can feel free to capture that wonder if you want, Corinne. Sean, wow. What about it, huh?
Wow, wow, wow. It's just incredible. I'm very emotional.
Whew. Because it's been an awful lot of work for you and your team as well to make this happen, hasn't it, Sean?
Yeah, it's incredible. Just to see what we're seeing here now, Greg, is, oh, I can't even speak. I didn't think I'd be like this, but it's been a long journey for them. They started off on Tuesday. They went to Wellington, the airport, off to Sydney, Dubai, London, and last night at 12 o'clock into Derry, and we got them to the Mount Errigal Hotel. They're a lovely family. It's a great story, and we're just so delighted that we can do it. So delighted.
Okay, well, I'm going to see now. Mom and Dad, so emotional too. It's so, so sad. Patricia, how are you?
I'm really good.
How are you feeling?
Oh, God, the nerves, like, coming in, like, it's just brilliant.
I'm shaking. Do you know what I have? Is tingles down my back and legs.
Yeah, I was shaking behind them doors just now. I was like, oh, God, just the anticipation of getting in here to see everybody, because hey, it's been so long, but yeah, it's amazing. Thank you so much for everything.
What's the journey been like? But who cares? You're here now. Who cares about the journey?
No, who cares about the journey? It was grand, actually. There was a few minutes where you were like, it just delays a long time, but yeah. 48 hours door to door.
And you don't get home very, very often, if the truth be told. It is the other side of the world, and you weren't going to be able to make it this year.
Not for Christmas, no. We were planning maybe later in the year or something like that. But, yeah, it's really good to get here now. Yeah, it's just good.
And are you a mommy's girl or a daddy's girl?
Oh, a bit of both, I think.
You are a lick. I'm going to speak to someone who's going to be honest with me. No, I'm only joking. Kevin, how are you getting on, my friend?
Mate, how are you? Great.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling ecstatic and exhausted and nervous and excited all at the same time.
Well, now, welcome to my world. That's exactly how I feel as well. Come here. What's this experience been like, knowing that this was... Because, in fairness, we planned this all really quite at short notice. So you haven't had 6 months to worry about this. So a lot to get jammed in a couple of weeks.
It's been pretty frenetic, but we've just been looking forward to this moment, this day, wondering what it's going to roll out like, and just getting prepared for this exact moment is just all we've been doing. So it's been a fair bit of work to get here. And you too as well, you guys as well, but it's been awesome.
Sheila, are you okay?
Well, none of you give her a hug.
Are you okay, darling? Yeah.
I am.
Can you believe that's her standing there in front of you?
I'll leave you to it.
Okay. No, listen. You've done... I'm delighted to see this. Okay, that's absolutely wonderful. Right, okay, so we'll have a quick word with Ambrose now. He's got the hand well held. Are you a happy man?
Yes.
Good to see everybody, isn't it?
It's nice. Of course.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll let you enjoy it and relax and exactly and absorb it all. And what's it been like keeping this secret, Lena?
Oh, my God. That is the worst thing I've had to try and keep. So it is absolutely terrible. We've known since the 1st of December, so it's... When they say short notice, it was short notice. So it was, and everything was just like boom, 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 things. And then it was like, oh no, we're missing a flight here. And then it was like, that was sorted. And it's just like, oh, at least I didn't have to do the traveling.
Well, can you imagine?
Try and keep my mouth shut. And that was hard.
Yeah, but it's so tough as well. And especially, I suppose, when you people are missing, and you want to be able to, I've got some joy coming, but you just can't tell them just yet.
And it's like, you know, just do as you're being told so that you're well for Christmas.
And of course then too, which I would have been dreading, is to get everybody here. Yep. You know, because people go, oh, I don't fancy that.
Seed was planted with her on the 1st of December because she finished up and starting a new job next week. So she was off this week and I'm off on a Thursday. So I says, oh, we'll go for brunch. We'll have a few Bellinis or...
So you're the brains behind this operation, not the Highland Radio team, is that it?
And then, so that was planting the seed there. And then last week it was planting the seed mum. And then it was just like, my Auntie Eileen was one of the ladies that wrote a letter. And she just texted this morning to say she couldn't make it. I'm like, oh no, she's going to be so disappointed. But she'll get to see us in a wee while, so she will. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there'll be exactly. Yeah, we're kind of a radio station. The secret is out, Patricia.
Well, Marion doesn't know. My sister, I did have to tell my other sister, Claire, because there was an appointment booked for this morning for the hospital, and it had to be moved to yesterday, so it did. And that was all. That only happened like within a week. So it was like, that appointment was made last Wednesday for today, and I was like, oh no, what am I going to do? I had to tell her.
You're up to high dough, aren't you?
I was, yeah. It's like, you should see my blood pressure. Oh my God. I had to double the medication this morning.
Oh no, stop it. Caitlin. How does it feel to be back home, or is this home, or is New Zealand home? I'm confused.
This is home. This is. You guys kept it a secret from us for a week. It was so crazy when we found out because, like, I don't know, it's just so amazing that we get to do this.
Like, and what's it like to see, obviously, Granny and Granddad and all the aunts and uncles and cousins? You have an awful lot of catching up to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. That's good. No words are good. Rory, what about you?
It's just really, I can't speak. I don't know what to say. It's just, I'm too overwhelmed.
I think there's a serious argument for Granny and Granddad having to up their Christmas present game this year.
Yeah, you could say.
Okay, listen, we're going to kind of take a step back now and let you enjoy it. Go ahead, sorry.
Christmas presents had been posted to New Zealand, so they've had to bring them back with them. They had to pack them to bring them home.
And Patricia, what does this mean for you now for this Christmas? And
the world, it's just brilliant to be here, like, and there's nothing like Christmas at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be really good.
Memories.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be, thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. Yes, of course, not that I have anything to do with it.
I know. I must show.
No, I do. Well, hold on your second now. It's our pleasure, darling. And will you enjoy Christmas, please?
Have a great Christmas.
The same to you. You don't know how much this means to us.
We do, and that's why we made it happen. So have a wonderful Christmas, all of you, okay? And I'll get out of your way now and let you enjoy it. It's our pleasure. Thank you for being such a good sport.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and watching, of course, by the way, so they're all going to see it now. Who are they? You say hello.
Oh, no, just to the Irish mammies in New Zealand who have been, like, my village and my support network through the years. And I literally just told them about 2 minutes ago. One of my friends down there posted it, so everybody should be watching online. If not, they'll be watching later on.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is amazing, yeah.
Will you enjoy Christmas, please? Oh, and we'll leave you to it.
I think we will. Yeah.
All right, anyone else? Did I leave anyone out? You're all right on this side of the table, aren't you? Yeah, I think so. I kind of figured that, no, don't come near me. All right, brilliant stuff. Thank you so much for being... Hey, Gary, are you really shopping with your wife, or was this just a... What's the story here?
Well...
Is this your wife? Maybe it's your boss. Who is this?
No, she's definitely the wife.
Is this really an assignment?
No, it's definitely an assignment.
Okay, you did well. All right, that's hammy. All right, okay. Listen, thanks, Gary. Okay, Sean, last word. Come on over here. We'll go back out here now and leave them. Folks, enjoy. See you in a bit. All right. Sean, are you with me? No, he's saying hello there. He'll come back. I'll tell you what we'll do. Wow, that was emotional. That was fantastic. And what a wonderful, lovely family. And they've got Christmas together to look forward. Sorry, I didn't realize. Am I still on camera? Yeah. I didn't realize that. They've got a whole Christmas set to look forward to. But what do we have to look forward to now? Very shortly, we're going to be going. One second. Very shortly, we're going to be going to the community hospital in Remelton. We're going to be hooking up with Tommy and not, yeah, it is Tommy, Tommy Rosny and Sinead Black. Then we've got music with the Mulroy College Choir, the Three Marys. We've got other groups that are in. We haven't finished the giving away yet. Let me put it to you like that. Sean, come in here. Which is your good side? If you could just face away from the camera. Come here. In fairness to yourself, Anya, Corinne, and the rest of the team, I don't want to leave anyone out. But logistically, even something as simple as getting people here, all the network, all the flights working on time, the buses, you had to go up to Derry to get them, bring them down here, the big reveal. It all went perfect for you and your team, and also here at Island Radio. We're all part of the one team. But you must be over the moon.
Well, I think that showed it there, that when I spoke to you. Yeah, absolutely, because we planned this for about 3 months. And we put it out, and I think this year we made a decision we wanted to make it bigger, better, and we went worldwide, and I think we've proved we've got it right.
Is your new nickname now Mr. Worldwide?
Well, no, definitely not, because I'll tell you one thing, there's two girls the other side of us here we can't see, because without them, Anya and Corinne, we couldn't have done
well this. If Corinne pointed the camera at Anya, we could see us. Yeah, they look, hey Anya, don't be shy now. Go on.
But even it was so funny, because the night I actually I rang Trish to tell her she was shortlisted. She was at her Christmas party. And I can't say the word she said to me when I actually told her.
I think I can guess it from that brief chat.
Yeah, she just went off. She just was so emotional. But she woke up the next morning, and she wasn't sure it was a dream or was she going to Ireland. So she had to actually send me a message to say, am I really coming home? But no, listen, it's been brilliant. We've had so many partners in this, Greg, and I think it's important that I do mention them, because starting first and foremost with our two businessmen who like to remain anonymous, we could not do this without them.
And we'd love nothing more than to mention them, but they don't want it. But these are fantastic people, very, very successful, and they could glean this for all the publicity they want to, but they simply don't want to, and it's a brilliant testament to those people as well. Sorry, Sean.
Yeah, they know who they are, and I'm hoping that they're watching. I think they are. So from all of the Highland team, we just want to thank you, because there's a family in there. We've made their Christmas, and we've made it because of you guys. So fair play to you, and thanks very much. And I'll be coming back to you next year, hopefully.
Now, more on more people to thank just whilst we're doing that.
So the Mount Argyll, where we are today, they have just been incredible. Anything we wanted, they've done, even to changing tables and chairs this morning. They've been amazing. I also want to thank iMotors, who have supplied the family with a car for their duration.
Oh, wow, I didn't hear that.
They have a lovely Nissan Qashqai. O'Malley Scanlon, very hard to get insurance for people who are living abroad. They fixed it for me, so thanks to Andrew. The City of Derry Airport, who went beyond the call yesterday, didn't even get it. They couldn't get us good weather now. But they were phenomenal for us. Loganair, who sorted the flights from Heathrow into Derry. And Atlantic Travel, who, to be honest, if I had to go and book flights, I wouldn't know where to start. So without the team at Atlantic Travel, we couldn't have done this. So.
They are brilliant in there, actually. Okay. Well, listen, it's been fantastic. It worked really, really well, which I think. And the one line that comes out of it all for me was from Patricia, and she said, she's here to make memories. So she's here to make and bank memories, and I think that's so important. And, hey, we could all take a bit of advice from that.
Totally agree. And you know, there's a story, there's a reason they're here, and I just hope they have the best Christmas. And I just want to thank everybody in Highland who's worked on this, because that was a special moment in there, and I think they're just going to have a lovely Christmas together, and I hope they get loads of memories. And to you, Greg, and the team this morning, a brilliant job.
Yeah, I agree. Now, that's where we have to leave it for now. I can't be serious for 2 minutes. Everybody who knows me knows that. I think it's my defense mechanism. Okay, we're going to be back with so much more here on the 9 till noon show. Okay, a bit of calmness now. We're back on the 9 till noon show. We're back seated. Again, an amazing thing to be a part of that was it has made my Christmas, and I've been in full Christmas mode all December. Caroline knows that. Anyone who knows me knows it. And I shall not be removed from Christmas mode until maybe January 1st. Okay, so we are also in receipt of a very generous donation from an anonymous person. Now, we know who they are, but they wish to remain anonymous. And what it's helped us do, it's helped us facilitate a trip around some community hospitals and nursing homes. And we are going around the Northwest all week. And today we've landed at the community hospital in Remelton. And the duo that is Tommy Rosny and Sinead Black rejoin us again. Shall I go to you first? Sinead, a very good morning to you. Thank you. Have I got a fader to turn up here, Kevin? All right. Sinead, a very good morning to you. How are you getting on?
Good morning, Greg. As you said, we are live here in Remelton. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Lively crowd.
Absolutely. We were delighted to be out and about today again, spreading Christmas cheer. And we are going to talk to the matron and the staff here. Well, Tommy's going to have a little talk to Marion and Sohab here.
Yes, maid Marion is here. And she was a maid. And Marion, you have a very busy week lined up this week here.
Tommy, we had a great week this week here in the community hospital.
Okay, now there have been some power outages issues in the Remelton area, which is a little bit outside of our control. So hopefully that was just a little blip there, and we'll be able to return to Tommy and Sinead again very, very soon. And I'm sure we will be able to. But as I say, there's just been a little bit of an issue with power in Remelton, so we'll check that out. Listen, thank you so much for all the feedback, all our feedback in relation to the Home for Christmas thing. As I say, we'll be able to make that available for you in the not-too-distant future. Hundreds of you watched it online, hundreds of thousands, let's not get carried away, tens of thousands of you listening across the Northwest, and just particularly, I think, for those listening, it was just as raw and emotional as I hope it came across on the radio, because it was it just was something really, really special to be a part of. Right, we're going to reconnect with Remelton just as soon as we can. I just want to give you another reminder of what's coming up on the program a little later on. Every time I was doing this sort of what's coming up on the program thing, I was having to skip back home for Christmas because we didn't want to spoil that, and we've been planning this to do it all a certain way, so it's been difficult all morning. So now I can look over Home for Christmas and not be afraid that I haven't read it. But anyway, as I say, later on we're going to be going back to Sinead and Tommy. There's a power cut in the Remelton area, so we'll get that sorted. And then we have the Mulroy College Choir. They're going to be in performing a couple of songs for us. There they are. Give us a cheer, folks. We'll see how noisy you are when you're singing. Okay, thanks very much indeed. That's the Mulroy College Choir, just landed here into the Mount Errigal Hotel. And are you sure that's not the whole of Mulroy College? Or is that just how many people are in this choir? Or how many people are bunking off school? I don't know what's going on. Anyway, listen, it's brilliant. They're going to be with us and performing for us after 11. Also, we have the three Marys, three lovely ladies, three very talented ladies. They're going to be in with us a little later on, singing a couple of songs. Then we have Rosa Glack and Cathy O'Connor, Dr. Marie Hainsworth and Eunan Devaney. Caroline, can I say why they're in? Is it okay? Or yeah, I can say why they're in, okay, because we have a little donation for those four organisations as well. You will know Rosa. She's on with us regularly, Cathy as well, Dr. Marie Hainsworth, and we have a small contribution, small to their needs, of course, but a small contribution. So we're going to be talking to them about some of the work they're doing, perhaps maybe the particular challenges around about Christmas. And then Arne's coming in, A-R-N, is that correct? Or that's his, Arne's coming in to do one or two songs. Right, keep your calls, comments coming in to us, 086 60 25000, 086 60 25000, or give us a call on 074 91 25000. We'll be back with more after this quick break.
I could give you a weather update here, Greg, in Remelton. It's very windy, and apologies, we had a power cut there, and we were just about to start a sing-song, and you came back to us. But just before we got cut off there, Tommy was talking to Marion, and I suppose, Marion, you touched on everything. I'm not sure what you did, Greg, but Marion was talking about everything that
was
happening.
We're going to do a take two.
Yes, take two, because it cut out right at the beginning. And I think it has cut out again. Right, okay. As you would know, folks, there's a yellow wind warning right across the region, and it is having its impact on electricity supplies in the Remelton area. So we will go back to them just as soon as we can. It's outside of our control, unfortunately. Right, OK, it is the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. Let's take a little piece of music. We have loads of live music coming up for you very, very shortly. But I was asked to play this one yesterday, and I didn't get around to doing it, but we will be doing it very shortly. But just to invite your requests, dedications for people, by the way, if they're home for Christmas or if they're visiting or whatever it might be, 086 60 25,000, the usual channels, or give us a call on 07491 25,000. Now, very shortly, we are going to be joined by the Mulroy College Choir. And if you want to watch that performance as well as hear it, and you're available to do so, you know the story, go on to our social media. But here is Big Generation and their version of, oh, sorry, My Generation and their version of Fairy Tale of New York. Yeah, unfortunately, the weather's going to work against us today, isn't it? I'm afraid. But we can go back to them at some stage after 11, too, by the way, if need be. But we're very fleet of foot here in the 9 till noon show and very professional. And just in case that line went down, we had lined up an enormous choir, which are ready to go now. It is the Mulroy College Choir. We've got music teachers Trudy O'Donnell, who, of course, is no stranger to Highland Radio. Chloe Borland is here as well. And we're going to have a couple of songs. So if you want to, should we, Trudy, what do you want to do? Should we go straight into a song and then have a chat? Yeah, okay. So this is Mulroy College Choir, and this is Dullaman with a flute and a piano.
To bar a jog is true, sarin to the man and weira.
Okay, you can clap yourselves. There's no one else. There's no one else here to clap. Trudy, go on and take a microphone for us, if you don't mind. Trudy O'Donnell, of course, a colleague here at Highland Radio. But I'll tell you one thing. How proud are you of your crew? That is...
Super proud.
That is unbelievable.
This is only actually half of them, Greg.
Really? I didn't set expectations, but that's exceeded them. Just no doubt about that at all.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. So what is that song, Dullaman?
So this is a song called Dullaman, and Dullaman is actually the Irish word for seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a song, and it's a good song to perform as a choir because it enables a lot of soloists to get a chance to sing rather than just having one performer. And the reason why we're actually singing that today is we're launching our EP Early in the year as well, we actually recorded an EP at the end of the school year last year. Mm-hmm. So we have three songs recorded, and that is one of them. So it was nice just to get that opportunity today to perform that with the students ahead of releasing the EP as well.
The sound was fantastic. Yeah, how do people get access to the EP?
So we haven't launched it yet. We will be launching that in the early new year, and I'm hoping that we will get a chance as well to do a performance as well on Highland ahead of the launch in the new year.
Well, so, you know, there's only one show really that you want to be on.
We know. We know. I'm sure we'll get a foot in the door there somehow.
I'm on about this one, by the way. In case you think it's anything else.
We know people.
You have your contacts.
We do.
And are you, Trudy, of course, one of the music teachers. Yes. Chloe on keyboard, is it?
Chloe's the music teacher as well, yes.
Yeah. And who else have you got here down from the school?
So this is Michelle Devlin, and Michelle is actually our head girl. She led that song out as well. She did the flute solo. Head girl of Moray College, yes. So she might actually say a few words.
Yeah, come on
if
in
you'd
and say
like
hello,
to talk
please.
To Michelle. We'll Michelle, nominate come on Michelle
in a sec.
To
come on in a sec, Michelle. Hi. Come here. Well done. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You did really, really well. Big year for you, of course, soloist and head girl. What does that involve, being head girl?
Head girl, well, I just represent the student body along with head boy and our deputy head boy and head girl who are actually here today, Avian Shields and Tierna McFadden. So it's great to be performing alongside them.
And Avian, you were also a solo you were as well. All of you were fantastic. I couldn't pick one out above you, above the others. And talk to us about being in the choir. As Trudy said, this is only half of it, but you must put a ton of work in, because I think particularly with harmonies, I know nothing about music, but I'd imagine that's the difficult bit.
Yeah, but we're all music people, so we got that.
And have you? Do you think you might need to work on your confidence a little bit, or?
Well, we all work together, and
I'm only joking. I'm complimenting you, Michelle, on being so confident. It's not a dig or a slight or anything like that. There, right? Okay, we'll take another piece of music now, if that's okay. Do you want to try that first, Kevin? Because we're flying a wee bit off the seat of our pants. But that's cool as well. So if you want to see if that comes through, because we're going to be trying to feed a backing track from here as well. I'm getting nothing on the headphones, if that helps. Should we take a break for the news first? Yeah, okay. We're going to be heading to the news shortly. So what we'll do, we'll fill a little bit till we get to that. I'm moving everything around here. Oh, I heard that, Kevin. Do you want to wait till after 11, or are you happy enough to go ahead? Do you ever see Penn and Teller? The two magicians, and one of them speaks, and the other just is. This is what this is like. Like, I am Penn and Teller. Do you speak? You work on the radio. I've got kind of. I've fallen into a foolish situation where I'm a rabbit hole of watching Foolus and Penn and Teller. And every time I look at him now, I think he's the one that doesn't speak. Right. I kind of want to hold that off and go to the news, if that's all right. So we will come back with a fantastic version, I am sure, of Merry Christmas, everyone. It's Merry Christmas on my sheet, but I presume that's a typo. Well, I hope maybe it's not. I don't know. And just to let you know as well, we have not given up on the community hospital in Ramelton. Because we will be going back there, hopefully at 11:15. The weather is playing havoc with the electricity supplies there. So we will be going back. We'll be chatting to the manager of the centre. Tommy's going to chat to some of the people that are resident there. And we'll even get a song from Sinead as well. So that's all coming up. The Three Marys, my favourite band called The Three Marys. Hello, mate, lady, are you there? Yes, there they are. Another group of individuals with confidence issues. We can't wait to have the Three Marys. They're going to be performing for us as well. And we also have donations for Rosa Glacken of the SVP, Cathy O'Connor, Dr. Marie Hainsworth, and also Eunan Deveni. So we're looking forward to them having a little chat, pre-Christmas chat with them, and of course handing over that donation. And then, if that's not enough, we also have Arne coming in.